Hello, I'm Debbie Wright with Aklavik Waco.
And I'm Brody Bashaw with KWBU.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
And that music means it's time for Aklavik Waco on the radio.
This is just a glimpse of things happening in and around Waco this week.
You can see the full calendar of events at aklavikwaco.org. Operation Christmas Child Collection Week is underway.
The area goal is 22,021 gift-filled shoeboxes for children around the world through the ministry Operation Christmas Child. Highland Baptist Church in Waco is receiving gift-filled shoeboxes this week outside the Life Center from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. today and Monday. Weekend drop-off times are 10 until 2 Saturday and 1 until 5 on Sunday. Donations can be made through Monday, which is November 22nd.
Donors can bring individual boxes, and churches or groups can bring gifts as well. The area has 7 other satellite drop-off locations. That includes Hillsboro, Riesel, Mahia, Clifton, the Spiegelville-McGregor area, as well as Gatesville and Hamilton. Visit the website at SamaritansPurse.org to find out how to pack a shoebox gift or to find a drop-off location.
The City of Waco Solid Waste Department Scrap Tire Collection Day is tomorrow. That takes place from 7 until noon at 501 Schroeder Drive off Franklin Avenue.
No more than 10 tires per household. This is not for businesses, and you must show a Waco residential utility bill with trash service and a matching driver's license.
There is more information on the Waco Scrap Tire Collection page of Facebook.
Altrusa International of the Brazos' 16th annual Central Texas Turkey Trot is back this year.
The race starts tomorrow morning at 9 at Brazos Park East.
But get there early to warm up with the delightful MC, Ann Harder.
All proceeds from the Turkey Trot benefit Altrusa's Waco community partnerships, including the Cove and the See Before You Can Read Eyeglasses Project. This is an opportunity for you to have fun and know that every step you take helps support the Waco community.
Join in for Shiver Me Timbers, It's Murder at the Brazos Theater Saturday night. It's a full-on murder mystery dinner event. The setting is the year 1719, and pirates scour the seas like sharks, attacking even the most prominent of ships. When a murder occurs on the most feared ship, the Revenge, all hands on deck are needed to help solve it.
Doors open at 7 for dinner service. Show starts at 7:30. It is BYOB, and the concession stand will be open, so no outside food or non-alcoholic beverages.
You might want to enjoy a night at Bear Arms Brewery on Saturday and learn improv with a fun night of improvised drinking. You can try a few of their brews as we laugh our way through the basics of improv. No previous improv skills are required to participate.
Michael Glasmeyer and Jake Sanders will lead a 2-hour improv workshop that will start off with a few fun warm-ups, learning yes and how to think quickly on your feet while enjoying everything the brewery has to offer. This is for those 21 and over.
Yes, and all weekend you can get into the holiday spirit with family and friends at the Big Christmas Expo at the Waco Convention Center at 100 Washington Avenue.
Do some shopping and enjoy festivities and entertainment in this holiday extravaganza featuring over 100 local and national businesses. It all begins at noon Saturday.
Do Well, Be Well with Diabetes is a 5-week program for people with type 2 diabetes. Free classes will be held on Tuesdays from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. through December 14th at the McLennan County Extension Office at 4224 Cobbs Drive. For more information and to register, contact the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Services for McLennan County.
If you're a woman 50 or over and you're looking for moderate exercise and lots of fun, the Six Shooters may be for you. The Six Shooters are one of 41 teams nationwide who play basketball in the style of 1920s women's basketball.
Join in any Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the South Waco Community Center at 2815 Spate Avenue. No basketball experience necessary.
Text Kay Wilson for more information at 254-715-4449.
And Thursday is Thanksgiving. Waco Pride Network is partnering with Lakeshore Baptist Church for a Friendsgiving from 3 until 6 p.m.
If you plan on attending, you're asked to bring a side dish or dessert.
Next week, we'll be taking a break for Thanksgiving weekend. But remember, you can always see the calendar of events at aklavikwaco.org. And please, if your organization has an event coming up, send the details over to us at aklavikwaco.org. We'll get them listed on our website, and with time permitting, we might even have it as one of the events we talk about here on the radio.
Have a great holiday, y'all. Enjoy your pumpkin pie, Debbie.
I will. And remember, if you're not yet vaccinated, please mask up.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.